Hello, everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we call Horde House for short. It's the show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. Never, ever. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next hour or two with my co-host. Say hello to Extifer.
Hello.
How you doing, Extifer?
I'm doing okay, you?
Good. Now, I heard something about you're, like, experimenting with YouTube, or is this not something you want to talk about yet?
I can talk about it if you want.
Okay, so let's talk about how you're experimenting.
Oh, okay. Well, I figure since a lot of people like to hate on my voice, I figured I'd give them an example of what I can really sound like and what I'm capable of, maybe. So,
because I don't have my earplugs. Wait, not right now, right? Not right now? I'm kidding.
Shut the hell up. Get the hell out of my house.
So
I don't know why I did this, but I sang a Lady Gaga song.
Judas? That's my favorite. Judas, no. Judas.
No, whoa. That's a perfect, perfect sounding rendition of that, by the way.
Thank you.
Judas, Judas!
I just imagine a bunch of wet cats shaking themselves. Meow, 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 meow.
No, but I'm in the process of uploading it to my own personal YouTube because I don't have Horde House's account or whatever.
I would have given you the Horde House account. I think Irene made it. I don't even think
did.
All right. Anyway, yes, we do talk about World of Warcraft occasionally. Lady Gaga talk took over OLR this week and now it's coming onto this show. This is not okay. I mean, I like Lady Gaga and all, but I like video games just a little more.
Well, shit. I just feel all kinds of guilty talking about her in any kind of positive light, but I guess that, you know, people can change.
It's all right, Extifer. You were born this way.
Oh, God.
All right. Just be yourself. No regrets.
Where's my razor blade?
All right, look, let's introduce our guest tonight.
It's across the tracks, not down the hall or something.
I don't even know. All right, let's introduce our guest tonight. We have a new person on the show tonight, which is great. I mean, we like our return guest, but we like to have some new blood on the show once in a while. And as somebody that's been wanting to get on here for a little while, and I'm glad we finally had a chance for him to come on, say hello, everybody, to X-Link.
Horde House, what's up?
How you doing, X-Link?
Hola.
Doing well, really good, thank you. Sorry, I've been kind of today because I've been running around town trying to get a job, unfortunately. So
that was a very brosy frat boy intro, which was a nice contrast to Lady Gaga talk.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, thanks.
Well, some folks might know X-Link from OLR because you call into OLR a lot.
Yes, I do.
And that's my other show, Orange Lounge Radio, plug. But now you also play WoW in my guild.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
yes,
how's that? Tell us about your characters. Tell us what are you playing WoW?
What do I play in WoW? Well, mostly I just use my main, which is an 85 rogue right now. So mm-hmm. His name is Tasselhoff. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of people like that name. And if you're not ever familiar with the Dragonlance novels, you will not know who that person is. So, actually, he was a Kender in the book series, which was a really small, I guess, kind of elf-like creature. But it was kind of funny because most people, when they noticed that and they noticed me, they're like, hey, you should have played as a dwarf, or you should have played as like one of the really small races. And I'm like, well, yeah, I was going to do that, but then I didn't want to take it a little overboard. So I kind of liked elves anyway, so I kind of went with the whole night elf thing. Though night elves, I realized, were 10 times taller than most of the other races, so at least on the Alliance, that is. So yeah, I'm thinking about maybe changing it over down the road when I have money for it, but for right now, I'm happy where he is. So.
Maybe Sunshine will give you a loan. But X-Link, in my mind, I imagine that your name is the David Hasselhoff, just all crammed together, and I always grin.
Some people like they're doing it with Hasselhoff, and I'm like, no, I'm like, if you look up Hasselhoff, it's an actual character in a book series. And like I said before,
and these books are huge in Germany.
No, they're huge everywhere, actually, and they're huge here in the United States.
In Germany,
I know,
right?
I've heard of Dragonlance. I have enough nerd cred to know what that is. All right.
Well, then I'm surprised you didn't really know where the character came from then.
No, I well, you know, I just because I'm a nerd doesn't mean I read them. I'm not that much of a nerd. Come on. No, I'm
so, what, you have it sitting on your bookshelf or something just for fun, just for looks?
Yeah, just for looks.
Keep money crammed in there?
Mm-hmm.
Does Tasselhoff sing songs like that one song that I'm forgetting?
I'm Hooked on a Feeling?
Yeah, I'm Hooked on a Feeling.
All right. Why do I know that? Why do I know that? All right. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm going to change things up. Usually I ask this question of the guests last, but you know what? It's partially my show, and I'll do whatever I want. I'm going to ask this question first, and I always ask new people who come on the show this question. X-Link, why do you play World of Warcraft?
Because I got hooked on it because of you, unfortunately, Rob.
This is all my fault.
No, actually, I remember you talking about it all the time on your other show, which this all comes around full circle. And I was, like, always curious because I always hear people every now and then, you know, they're like, oh, World of Warcraft, this, that, you know, hey, I play with my friends, you know. And I was hearing a lot of good stuff about it, and I was a really big fan of the Warcraft series itself. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I maybe should give this a shot and see where this goes. So I talked to you about it one night. You gave me the trial pass for 14 days, and soon enough, a little into a week, I was definitely hooked on the game. I was like, I loved what I saw. I loved how the graphics looked, and the gameplay was like that of a role-playing game. And I was like, oh, this is really awesome. So shortly after that, I got into it, and of course, being with the guild and all made it even more fun. So,
and I got my Zevra, and that's the most important thing of all, because that's back.
Yes.
That's back when they were still giving away the Zevra or the zebra mounts and not the
zebra
rocket.
Mounts. Yes.
So. Okay, so let's see. You play a rogue, which you mentioned a minute ago. That's right. Your main. Now, it's kind of interesting because the past few weeks on Horde House, we've had this kind of running topic that came in from a tweet about what's the class that you are least comfortable with playing, and what's your, like, what class makes you the most uncomfortable? What can't you just get into? And a lot of people said rogue as their answer. Not Extifer or me, but just like a lot of emails, a lot of Twitters were saying rogue. What is it about rogue that makes you love it? Why is everybody else wrong?
Stealth, to be quite honest. I like the way I can, like, shadow out of stuff, like stealth, and get out of stuff. Like, if I'm ever in a bind, like, if, like, God forbid, like, in a raid, something goes totally wrong, I can go and use my vanish and get out of the area that I'm in and still be alive come the end of the battle. Not saying the cheese, but, you know, it's really cool. And it's really cool to sneak up behind somebody and you don't see it, and you start just, like, pounding away DPS wise at them, and you know, stun lock them, and then start going crazy at them. It's a lot of fun.
Funny.
It'd be quite a lot of fun in PvP battles. So
I like sneaking up on people and pounding away too. In real life.
So you're one of those asshole rogues in PvP that always just appears out of nowhere. Ha! Stun the healer, right?
Pretty much.
Pounded one of the asshole.
That actually wasn't a question for you, Extifer.
Oh,
believe
I'm
it or not.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Either that or use Phantom Knives. I just completely just go in one area and just keep on doing that because it really would piss off. Like, I would, like, in, like, Tol'Bavard, I would run into, like, one of the areas that I know that's, like, really heavy and in Horde because I play as Alliance. So I would go in there purposely, and then everybody was like, oh, look, this idiot's running by himself, and then sit there and Phantom Knife everybody, which I use my slow, like, the poison to slow everything down, so there will be, like, slow down for a few seconds. And I'm like, no, I'm just pretty much setting you guys up to be ganked from behind by everybody else, as everybody else runs behind from where my position is
you,
and start killing them.
I've run enough five-mans with you to know that you really love Phantom Knives. Like, what did you do before that spell was in the game?
Use Killing Spree.
Okay.
I usually don't use Phantom Knives a lot unless I know that it's, like, a really heavy populated area that I can kill very quickly with it. I try not to do that because it'll cause too much aggro and cause me to die very quickly because rogues can only use leather. And I think that's another problem, too. A lot of people don't like rogues because of the whole they can't use heavy armor, like mail and stuff. They have to stick to the lighter stuff, like with that of leather.
Right. So. Well, it would be hard to stealth in plate gear. It would kind of go clang, clang, clang while you're moving. So it might be a little difficult. Now, since you mentioned, you know, you get your inspiration for your name from, you know, the Dragonlance novels and so forth, that tells me you like to read nerdy books, which is cool. Do you ever read the Warcraft books?
Not really. Believe it or not, I kind of stay away from it because of, like, with books and movies, they tend to change a lot of stuff around. So I would think I would get more disappointed if I start reading it. and then be like, okay, well, this wasn't the way it was laid out in the game. What the hell is going on here? This is like a parallel universe or something. So
now I don't read
but
the
I
books,
would,
but I hear the Cataclysm one's pretty good because it is supposed to, like, it's all the stuff that should have been in the launch event that wasn't there. Like, you know, what happened to Carney Bloodhoof and all this stuff is in that book. So
yeah, I want to go back and read a lot of them. I've been really bad when it comes to reading books. A lot of times I'll listen to like audiobooks and stuff, which would drive my fiance up a wall because she's like really into reading books a lot. So, but she's like, anytime I'm like, oh, I'm gonna listen to this on audiobook, because I like listening to stuff on audiobooks a lot of times. Like I do like listening to podcasts.
Well,
like,
that way you can play WoW. Like
yeah, so I can play WoW and then hear and then listen to my book at the same time, which is kind of cool. It's like doing two things at once, like multitasking. So,
sorry, reading takes away from Warcraft.
Yeah,
all right,
precisely. But not with audiobooks, so.
Now, I know one other thing that you like to do a lot when you are just, you know, from having known you in the guild and so forth. One thing you like to do when you are listening to audiobooks or whatever it is you're achievement hunting. You are quite the achievement whore. That's nervous laughter if I've ever heard it.
No, no, no. No, actually.
I'm not an achievement whore.
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
No, I do.
Shut up.
I am a big achievement whore, fortunately.
How many achievement points do you have?
9,455 at this moment.
Wait. You mean you have an achievement score over 9,000?
Yeah, over 9,000. What? Yeah. I got that actually Sunday, I believe, was the date for that.
That's a lot of achievement points. I think... Yeah. Oh my gosh, I think
I'm still at 6,000 or something.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot too. I think my paladin, who I consider my main these days, maybe has 5K, maybe?
Yeah, I got it last Friday after I pugged ICC 25, so that was a lot of fun.
So what is it about achievements that is that just the single player game for you, or is that like beating WoW, or what is it about achievements that... You know, because to get 9,000 points, you obviously have very purposefully targeted gaining some achievements. You don't just get that through raiding and dungeoning. So what is it about achievements that makes the game for you?
It makes the game for me the game, because a lot of times, like, for example, questing. I did pretty much almost every single quest in the game, at least for Alliance, not Horde yet. I want to go back and probably do the Horde at some point. But all the Alliance quests pretty much that I could do up to this point, I have done. Including the new stuff for Cat. So I figured by doing the achievements, it's kind of like I got another goal to do now. It's like, okay, well, to get this, like a lot of the ones I can't do, like a lot of ones in like the Cat of Dungeons and the Cat of Raids, of course, I can't do without a group, which is, you know, if the group does it great, I get it, if not a well. But some of the single ones, like the fishing, the archaeology, It gives a little extra room to play around with. It's like, okay, well, I need to get 100 common relic items for archaeology. So I'll just play around. When I was doing archaeology, I was just getting up to it. If I get up to that point, great. If not, it was no big deal. But it gives me something to do every time when I log into the game instead of going flying around Stormwind for an hour and a half going, gee, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. I'm waiting for my friends to log in so I can go run some 5 minutes or something.
I got a random question for you because you like to run – or I'm sorry. You like to do the achievement run, so you kind of like to play mm-hmm. the game quickly and you like to do all the quests, but you like mm-hmm. the you like to read books and so forth. Do you actually read quest text or do you just skip through it?
I read it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not all that big, so – you sit there and, you know, I watch the little movies and read the text and, you know, it's very lore driven. It's there's a lot of interesting story behind it. It's like reading a book, basically. But
oh, I know lots of people who never read quest text, myself included. I hardly ever read quest text. Do you read quest text ever?
Nope. And to be quite honest, a lot of times if like when they redid the Cata and they restarted doing the whole thing where they're like lowered a lot of the achievements for the quest, instead of getting like 100, like for 100, it would be lowered down to 80 or something. A lot of the quests that I already did and completed, I would redo. Like if, like for some odd reason said, okay, you didn't do it, which I'm like, well, I did actually. But of course they would add like maybe a thing or two to each quest, which is kind of cool. But at the same time, too, I would go, okay, I read that before. Click, done. I'm like, okay, let's move on. So,
One other question I want to ask you before we get into like how was your week in Azeroth is, you know, we've asked a lot of people about how has Cataclysm been treating you, because, you know, this expansion has been very controversial. Some people think it's been a great change for the old world and some of the new stuff. Some people really downright don't like it. I know you and I are in the same social guild, and our guild has been challenged with pushing through some of this content. Has that really kind of skewed your view of this expansion, or do you still have a favorable view of this expansion? What have you thought of Cataclysm overall?
I see a lot of improvements happening and in a very rapid pace. I think now Blizzard, the people on like development teams and stuff, have actually seen what they did wrong and they want to correct a lot of the mistakes.
What do you think opened their eyes?
I think one of it was definitely because of the drop in subscription. A lot of people dropped their subscription. They're like, look, I don't have time for this. You know, a lot of the stuff that we're hoping that was going to happen, like these five-mans, like every of the five-mans were never introduced and stuff. And I think a lot of the five-mans too, they were like, came on like headstrong. They're like, it's you're going in there balls the wall mini raid style, and I seen that firsthand with like and of course you have too with the new troll finance. They were old raids, but I used to be going doing it once a night, and like we couldn't even get past the first boss and people were getting pissed and they're like dropping group, and it's like, oh, tank healer drop group, and immediately right there, that's like a big oh my god, because now you got to wait 15 more minutes for someone to join in.
Right.
And I'm like, bump this. This is taking my time. I'd rather go out and be, you know,
get more achievements.
Get more achievements, fishing, doing something. And eventually, after a few weeks pass, I think once people realize, okay, this is the steps for these bosses. This is what we have to do. People start looking up videos on YouTube and seeing how it was done, even through the PTR, I think it opened it up a little bit and made it easier, because I would say now going into a five-man, it's a lot less hectic and I can get it done in an hour compared to before where it'd be like 3.5 hours to get done with one thing. And I think a lot of people are looking at it like, I don't have 3.5 hours a night to run a five-man when I could wait a while and then do it in less than in 30 minutes once people realize what to do.
Well, I seem to remember that was supposed to be a big selling point of Wrath of the Lich King when that first came out, is that, you know, in Burning Crusade, dungeons used to take a long time, especially depending on which one of them you decided to run. And I remember X4, I don't know if you remember this, but Shadow Labs was one of the big culprits back in the day, mm-hmm. is that Shadow Labs took forever to run. And when the Wrath came out, one of the big selling points was, oh, it's not going to take as long anymore to do dungeons. You'll be able to do dungeons in 30 minutes. And even though 30 minutes was debatable, it was certainly a lot more reasonable. And now it seems like in some ways, some of us kind of feel like, oh, dungeons are really long again, especially when these troll dungeons first came out, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think that really turned off a lot of people too, so.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, well, we're going to move on and get into how is your week in Azeroth, and what are the things that you have been up to in the World of Warcraft specifically? What have you been accomplishing this week? And I'm going to start with Extifer.
Well, Rob, thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
You didn't have to say you're welcome.
Okay.
Stop talking over me.
Sorry.
Stop it. Now, you can't be me, okay? So, anyways, I don't remember what I did in Azeroth. Like,
ha,
I
fucking someone in the ass. Ha ha ha! Sorry.
Shut up.
Trying to be you.
Nobody can be me, Rob. I know what I did. I finished ZA finally. I hadn't done that yet since the patch dropped. And so I was on one night and I was like, you know, I want to do ZA because I haven't done it. I've done ZG. So, one of my guild master and I, went into ZA and I healed it. And, it was actually pretty hectic, and I have all 359 gear. So I can only imagine what it's like with, people with heroic gear, which is what they were supposedly aiming for the difficulty, because it's a heroic, you know, meant for the people that are gearing up for raiding. I don't know, like it just seemed pretty tough, but then again, it was my first time in there. So, but we got through it, no wipes or anything like that. We missed the the bear timed run by like 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes or something like that. I don't even remember. But I was excited to know that I finished it. So yay for me. It's really all about me.
I know.
So
What about your Lobies? Haven't you been working on a Lobie character?
I haven't this week, but usually I'll do Battlegrounds with one of my friends. This week has been a little bit different, I guess. I don't know why we haven't, but it's just different. So I'm sure that we'll do more this weekend.
The folks on the Drendon Guild, the official Horde House Guild on Drendon Horde side, also want to know where the hell is Extifer?
Oh. Well, he's in hell. I don't know. He's not playing on Drendon.
Hint is sign in once in a while and say hi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
I know, get right on that.
All right.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
Excellent. How was your week in Azeroth?
It was really good this week. I was able to I've been doing some pugs with this group of people, and they've been they it's the one guy who does it, who's been starting these pugs. He's doing Odorar and ICC, and we did the 25 version just this last week. Well, we've been running for about 2 weeks now, but this last week we were able to kill get the Star Caller title, or I'm not I'm sorry I'm it's been a long day like said before, the 25, the Algeron. So we were able to defeat him on a 25 pug, which was amazing. Hardly no deaths, which was even more amazing than that. So
Is this just for achievements? Is this for people that missed that content the first time? What's the point?
little of each. A lot of people never really got a chance to go through it. So a lot of people who are doing it are doing it for the first time, which is kind of a lot of fun, especially like if you never did it before, all the way. Of course, my first time doing it was with the guild, 10, doing 10 man. But we didn't go all the way, unfortunately.
Right.
So it was kind of fun seeing some of the other fights that we missed. But at the same time too, with a pug of 25 and everybody at 85, doing like the lights out with no help, it's just as hard for that I saw that on 85 than it would than it probably well I'd probably be a lot more difficult on the level it was sended for, which I think was 70, I believe. That was or no, maybe it was 80. 80, we'll just say 80. But it's kind of weird because you would think, well, okay, 85, everybody's pretty much in almost T11 gear. We're gonna go in there, we're gonna blow through everything, no problems, no deaths. And there was some struggles to it. A lot of this stuff still, if you don't go in there with some kind of plan of knowing what to do, you can still get burned pretty badly from it.
Well, I know a lot of groups that try to go in and do heroic Lich King. You still have to know what you're doing. Like Defile will still fuck up your raid. Like it doesn't matter what level you are. If that Defile covers the floor, you're all dead. So, there's certain mechanics where your level doesn't matter. And sometimes hits are percentage based. And, things like so, I mean, certainly being level 85 gives you a huge advantage, but it doesn't necessarily mean you can face roll everything.
No, and some of like Lich King, we did at 25. We face rolled him the first time with 25 people. We got lucky. Only one defile he was able to drop, which that was kind of cool, and that didn't really affect anybody in the group, thank God. But other than that, it's very fun going in there doing 25s again and seeing stuff that I might have missed or stuff that I didn't do. Because a person like me, for example, when I got into WoW, I got into it right near the end of Wrath. So a lot of the stuff during the Burning Crusade and a lot of the vanilla stuff I never got to see before. So, and it's kind of cool getting it, doing it not only in a group, but as in a big group, as in like 25s and stuff that normally would only do probably as a 10 man in our guild because of how small and tight niche our guild is.
Yeah, I gotta say, one of my favorite things that we did as a guild, and this was right around when Cataclysm released too, was just going through all the old content, and I mean old content, like Burning Crusade and even original 60 raids, just to see it. because there's these whole huge dungeons and parts of the game that I'd never seen otherwise. And sometimes when the rest of WoW starts to feel like, oh, I've kind of seen this before, like even after Cataclysm, it's like, oh, it's mostly the same landscapes and so forth. You know, you kind of seen it all really quick. It's kind of nice to be able to go in these dungeons and you're like, wow, I never like even knew this was here, or that these types of monsters were there, or that this boss did a mind control that will still fuck up your raid at 85, like we learned in the Sunwell.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. People died because we didn't realize about that. We're like, oh, crap. We need to make sure somebody's on that. Yeah. So, and the same thing with the same thing in Alduar with Yogg. Yogg does the same thing, too, where actually if you lose all your sanity, especially when you're doing with no keepers, that people start getting mind control pretty quickly. And unfortunately, you kind of have to plan all that out ahead of time. It's like, okay, well, these two mages will start doing some kind of CC against the person if the person, you know, gets, you know. And at the same time, too, where it's like, all right, as soon as phase three hits, we're going to hit, you know, we're going to have a time warp or somebody do something similar to that. So that way we can sit there and DPS him down quickly as possible. And the same thing with Algernon when we went up against him in 25, which, God, that was a great scene. That whole boss fight cutscene before and after, I mean, not cutscene, but that whole story that when he comes down off, you know, just comes straight down and he starts talking. And it was a warm feeling because it was really cool. And I wish I could experience that for the first time back when it originally was out.
I think Extrovert got to see all that shit when it was current, right?
Yeah, it was fun. I experienced that while it was current content. And it was a feat to get it done. And actually, I got it down right after switching to a different server. I joined a guild that had been working on it for a little while. And when I got in there and helped heal it and we got the kill, I had only done it one time and I got it down the first time that I tried it. And I can't tell you how many people were so mad about that. I apparently caused like some kind of guild drama. Because the new healer got invited to the raid that a lot of people were trying for.
Awesome.
So that was a fun feeling. Kind of. Actually, my guild master, who's my guild master of my current guild, Furore, she was in that guild with me, and she was probably one of the ones that wasn't too happy. So, but who cares? She got kicked out of the guild like 3 weeks later. So, whatever.
Awesome. All right, well, X-Link, anything else you've been doing in Azeroth this week besides old raids?
Trying to get my guy geared up as much as possible, but with my whole living situation right now, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of, like, putting some stuff on hiatus right now. I'm, like, I don't really want to go, like, I guess you could say balls to the wall, like, going all out trying to get my guy top-notch just so I can redo it all if I have to come back like 2 or 3 months down the road. So.
Oh, yeah, that's going to suck. Because I'll tell you what, when I took my druid, I used to, you know, I raided with the druid during Burning Crusade and right at the beginning of Wrath. So my druid was decked out in Naxx gear and a little bit of Malygos and all that, right? So yeah. I took a hiatus from the game through... I took a hiatus on the game through Alduar, through Tournament of Champions, came back right around the time that Ice Crown Citadel was opening up, and... Her gear was so underleveled. Like, I had a hard time with the new 5-mans. Yet when I left, I was, like, you know, cutting edge for 10-man groups anyway. You know, so it was just kind of a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, best of luck with all that.
Thank you.
I know sometimes the economic situation's getting in the way of WoW. You know, real life greater than WoW. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So hopefully you don't have to leave too long.
No, I hope not.
Let me talk about my week in Azeroth. I went on that same, well, one of the same pug groups that X-Link did. I went on one of the ICC 25s, but I kind of got fed up with it halfway through because they were going too slow for me, and it wasn't originally how I was going to... I didn't log on to WoW thinking, oh, I'm going to run a raid for 4 hours tonight. I was like, oh, I'm going to sign in and maybe do a 5-man if it's called Arms for Healers right now. But I got pulled into it. Yeah, I went willingly, but it was just going really slow. And, you know, in pug groups, sometimes there's just people that are making you facepalm. Like, there was some 13-year-old kid or something on vent. We all heard his mom, like, yelling at him to go to bed or something. I was just like, this kid needs to shut the fuck up because he's driving me crazy.
I felt bad about all that too, because I was the one that's like, come on, come with us, this would be great. And I thought it was going to go faster, to be quite honest.
That's
to
not
be,
your fault. I could have said no.
It was, yeah, to be kind of honest, to be slow as it was kind of disappointing. But
I did get like 100 achievement points or something, because I never did 25s back in Wrath. So, hey.
Yeah, it was very cool. And also was I made you laugh too, was the fact that when after you left, the kid got kicked. The kid was going to get kicked either way. And I guess he left willingly, but even the guy that had the raid, he was going, if he didn't leave, I was going to kick him.
This is like one of those people on vent, like, you just like, shut up. I don't know how many people out there do raid pugs ever. Like, you know, it's cool when you're with your guild group, whatever. People kind of know how to behave. But when you're with pug, there's always that one person that just always wants to like talk during fights, asking dumb questions about like, so who's going to get the loot if it drops, and how do we blah, 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 blah. Like, while the fight is going on, Tank's trying to like call important things out. Like, I just want to strangle those fucking people. Like, shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
DPS.
I think out of that 25, 24 out of the 25 wanted to strangle him at that point. So, yeah.
So, yeah, there was that. Otherwise, nothing like out of the norm. I still have not really touched the troll heroics. I will at some point. I'm not so afraid of him anymore. It's just I really want to do it with a guild. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of times that all the guild is on. But I did do a full 5-man guild run last night, and that was cool. And then I've been playing on Drenden, the official Horde House guild as well, leveling my character over there. My priest is 71. So I've been trying to do random dungeons, and I just keep getting Nexus over and over again. But that's okay, because I get a lot of XP from it.
What is up with that? Because I've heard, I think it was Shane who was running his level 70, mm-hmm. or was it level 80 or whatever?
He has an 85 over there now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he said he kept on getting the Nexus over the other beginning level 70 dungeon, which is Utgard Keep or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, he never got Utgard Keep or something. I think that was him that said that.
Yeah, and I'm finding the same to be true. I got Utgard Keep all the time at 68, 69, but once I hit 70, I've got nothing but Nexus.
Well, at least Nexus is pretty.
It's probably because the level cap's a little higher. Like, I don't think you roll into Utgard Keep when you're 74, and I notice a lot of the people I'm getting in Nexus groups are like 73, 74. So I think it's just the mid-level one that keeps popping up, and then probably when you get to 75 or 76, it's probably like Violet Hold or something around that range that comes up over and over again. So
They just don't like it, and they figure it's a joke. Sort of like, you know what? He gets pissed off every time he gets this, and we're hearing it, so we're just going to keep on giving it to him until actually he has a fit, and then we'll probably change it. No, actually, I had the same problem too, and I don't know if it's just a server thing or what the deal was, but I used to get upset about that. I'm like, damn, this is like the sixth time this week I'm getting the same thing. I'm like, what happened to this rotation? Because
to be honest, when that happens, I just like when it was happening while I was doing the Burning Crusade content, I just stopped rolling randoms and started picking the dungeons I wanted to go in. And that's one of the achievements I'm actually really proud of. Oh, I'm actually one short, is that I've done every single Burning Crusade dungeon except Shadow Labs is the one I have yet to do, because I know that's going to be a little bit of a time investment. But I just force my way into certain ones because, yeah, you get a bag and you get a handful of XP. But to be honest, the item in the bag starts to really suck, because like during Burning Crusade content, it's like always a necklace. It's always a necklace. So once you get the healing necklace, or if you're a healer, of course, then you don't need that stupid bag anymore. So I just run the ones I want to run for the achievement and the change of scenery. And that's probably what I'll end up doing in this Wrath of the Lich King content. Like, you don't even get bags anymore. You get justice points, a whopping 12 justice points. Ooh, you know, I can get that from one boss when I get to Cataclysm content. So, you know, I'll probably just do other runs for the change of scenery and loot changes too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my plan anyway. Otherwise, that's pretty much been it for WoW. And I'm kind of surprised Exfer didn't bring this up, because you were threatening to call me out on this during the show, but I'm going to out myself on this.
Okay.
Because this is a topic that gets a lot of WoW people nervous, but I want to talk about this.
Oh, your Rift thing. Yeah, I had plans, but then I got bored, because that's what Rift does. It makes you bored.
I bought Rift while it was on sale, and I know the topic of Rift makes people touchy, but like, so I'm not going to get like super in-depth about it. It's not a Rift podcast, but at the same time, it's like, okay, people, there's lots of other games out there. And it's like I told some other people, it's like, how many people went to go play Portal 2 when it came out and ditched WoW for a little while, or Halo Reach and ditched WoW for a little while? You know, it's just
not me.
Well, you're addicted to achievements, that's why. But Rift, you know, I think it's ruffling a lot of feathers because the people who created Rift, Trion, in their marketing anyway, they have not been shy about going after WoW. And, you know, in their advertisements and everything, you know, it's the whole, I don't think we're in Azeroth anymore. And just recently this week, they announced free server changes, that there's going to be unlimited free server transfers. You want to move to another server? Go for it. But you can only do it once a week. It's a little cloudy, though, if that means you can move to any server or if you can only move to a certain server. But supposedly you're going to be able to move as often as once a week, and it's going to be a more open thing. So, and they announced that literally the day after the news came out about the premium dungeon thing. So there's some shady stuff going on, but that's business. You know what? Competition makes for business. And I think because I enjoy WoW and because I have felt a little weird about WoW lately, I want to go see, is the grass really greener on the other side? So I went, you know, Rift was on sale, a huge steal on Steam this weekend. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go see what's changed during the beta. So I've been playing over there. I joined a really large guild on one of the servers, and I've played an Archon mage over there up to about level 18. The interesting thing about Archon is that it's a support class, and it's one of the big differences between Rift and WoW. And in having played a support class and doing five mans, I gotta say, I really want WoW to get more support classes. Like, I know there's been lots of talks about WoW getting a bard, although fucking bards don't fit in WoW, I don't think. Like, maybe they do, but I don't, like, a bard is like a Final Fantasy thing to me. So, but like, the whole support class was a lot of fun to play in the five mans. But Rift also has its weaknesses. Like, I think graphically the landscapes in Rift are beautiful, but I don't know. Everything looks really washed. I can't explain it. And I don't know if it's just because the graphical demands of Rift are higher, but I don't find Rift to be a remarkable thing to look at. Maybe I've just been spoiled by the cartoony look of WoW for so long, but when I play Rift, I'm not, the graphics don't get me so excited.
When I was in the beta for Rift, I felt the same way though. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it just felt, I don't know, the graphics just felt boring to me. Even though they were more detailed or well done or whatever, they felt more boring because I'm so used to the whimsical, like, you know, creative WoW way of going about things, you know. And regardless of whether it's a cartoon looking, I just think it works better for that kind of game for me.
I don't know. It just, I don't know. I'm just, maybe, again, it could be my computer. My computer is several years old, so I can't crank out the current stuff. So, you know, that's probably my own damn fault. But, you know, otherwise, the only other, like, negative I could say right now about Rift from my experience is that I think the little world events that happen, while they're really cool at first, and I like the idea of joining public groups, and I've talked about this for WoW before, even when, you know, it was being done in Warhammer, I really like that whole concept about getting thrown into groups of people for that common cause. But the world events, man, especially in the starting areas, they happen too much. Like, it's like you're trying to quest, and all of a sudden it's like, water invasion, rifts everywhere, and it's a little...
Water invasion?
Yeah, there's like a water lord or something that'll invade all the towns. it's a cool concept. It just kind of happens too much. So bottom line, without getting too much into, you know, talking about Rift, there's a lot of things I like about Rift, and there's a lot of things I don't like about Rift, just like Cataclysm. There's a lot of things I like about Cataclysm. There's a lot of things I don't like about Cataclysm. You know, and it doesn't mean I like one or the other better. It's just they're different. And I think it's okay for more than one MMO to exist. It's not just Rift. There's other MMOs out there right now, like EVE and Star Trek Online and DC Universe and Final Fantasy 14.
wait for me when you're done doing your kumbayas.
But you know what I mean? It's just, you know, Rift is still a young game. There's a lot that needs to be improved with Rift, but there's a lot of good ideas with Rift too. So
follow your dreams.
There's a lot of good stuff that WoW should be fucking copying from Rift, honestly. Yeah,
that's true.
I think the competition will ultimately end up being a good thing for everyone. So yes, I went to go play with the enemy for a little while, but at the end of the day, I'll still be in WoW.
I have to comment on something though. With this whole like unlimited realm transfers, I think that actually kind of hurts the game in a way.
Well, keep in mind, I don't know the limitations and the intentions of this yet. All I know is the big ad I see when I log into the game: free server transfers once a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe they should do once a month, because once a week, I mean, you'll have people bouncing around everywhere, and before you know it, you have, like, Troll City everywhere you go. I mean, I know that, granted, that is how WoW is right now, but, you know, where they pay for their server transfers and stuff like that, but, like, imagine how much more it would be if they didn't even have to pay for them.
Yeah, one thing I want to...
Good point, Christopher.
Yes, Xfer, you're so smart.
Thank you.
One point I really want to emphasize, though, about Rift, because I've said one positive that I really think WoW needs to take a look at is the class system in Rift is pretty amazing, I got to say. Like, I haven't gotten far enough into Rift and certainly nowhere close near endgame where I couldn't tell you if it's balanced or not, but just the whole way the classes is designed with the, like... Your talent trees are kind of combined within 8 different trees of a certain spec. Like it's really cool. I got to say, that's one of the biggest pluses of Rift, is that their class design was given a lot of thought, and it is something really different. So I just want to emphasize that as a plus, because I did emphasize a lot of negatives.
But you know, I liked that
Rift.
I liked that when I was in beta, but it got almost to the point where at one point it felt like there was just too much. And I don't know if they've since beta. But
I think it's hard as a WoW player, because as a WoW player, you're kind of used to sites like Elitist Jerks and things like that, where it's there's only one right way to do something and there's one right way to spec your character. It's like, just the other day, I was getting told by Salacious Pop that one of his guildies was looking at my character and talking about some of the changes I should make if I ever want to raid. And I'm kind of like, well, that's nice that, you know, you did that and you looked at that and everything. But I'm kind of like, it just kind of it's a bummer that if you don't fit right into this cookie cutter, even with 3 different trees, you're not the best raider. And I feel like there's so much more room for flexibility in Rift right now. And part of that might be because the game is new. And the other big factor, huge factor, is that I don't think there's DPS meters in Rift right now, because I don't know how friendly it is towards add-ons. So I don't think people can really measure it. But I really feel like, and it was the challenge with Rift and the class system, is that you really can kind of do anything. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily a right or wrong thing. It's kind of too early to tell. So I think as a WoW player, you're like, whoa, wait a minute. I can like not fuck up my character by going too far into this tree or picking this talent.
Well, that's not, I mean, I guess to an extent that's what I meant, but I think that what I'm trying to mean is that when I was in the early levels, I had like 7 or 8 abilities and I didn't know which ones to use. I was like bombarded with abilities, like, and it goes back to that whole, like, why World of Warcraft is hesitant on, or Blizzard is hesitant on adding, you know, many new abilities every expansion, because, you know, once you have, like, everything fill up your bars, like, what is the use for another, you know, ability? What can they possibly do? And I don't know, I just felt like overwhelmed with too much.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I will say I'm at level 18. I've filled up like 2 rows of bars already.
And you're using abilities that are like duplicates of others.
But I at the same time, I kind of like the flexibility. It's kind of fun. Yeah. And there's still, I mean, again, it might be because the game's too new and there hasn't been enough theory crafting behind it, but it seems like there's no right and wrong way to do something.
Right. So, well, I mean, I guess I don't think I'll be going back to try it again, but, you know, they do have the free trial now.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right. Well, look, we're not a Rift cast, but I think, you know, I think we've talked a lot about what WoW can learn and not learn from Rift. So anyhow, I don't know how long I'll keep it. We'll see. But I'm, of course, still playing WoW regularly during the week. I just ran a 5-man last night in WoW, so...
No one's going to beat you up, don't worry.
I know.
You better be playing WoW regularly.
Well, I was kind of laughing at one of your posts. The post I read, it was the same one you were talking about people, you know, you're talking about the whole thing about you playing Rift and everything, and it made me thought for a while, because for a bit, believe it or not, I used to play, like, I was going back to some of my old games on Steam myself, and I was playing stuff like Borderlands and stuff like that. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, because I love Total Biscuit on YouTube, and I love, like, his videos and stuff, and he used to do one called Azeroth Daily, and one of the things that he used to do was, like, on the use of, I think he continued it now, but he has a mailbox segment where people were writing letters and stuff, and somebody was running in talking about how much they like Rift and you know, and how much they like to play both games. You know, he plays Rift sometimes they play WoW, and he used to always say, you know, variety is the spice of life. He goes, after you play something for so long and you get so tedious into it, it gets boring. It's like, I don't want to do this anymore. It's like eating the same thing over and over day after day. He goes, once you have that variety, you tend to like it much more. So
that's why I played Warhammer. I mean, I agree with that, definitely. I think we give, and I'm guilty of this, obviously, giving people hard time for switching to a different game when, you know, we're used to our friends playing one game, you know, with us or whatever. It's almost like, you know, it's like a fake joking betrayal.
It's,
you know,
a cult. Yeah. It's basically,
yeah,
a cult.
But it's not like that at all. I mean, if you want to play something that makes you happy, then play it, you know, by all means. Play, you know, that one Konami game, the Tiddlywinks or whatever. What is it called?
What?
What's it called?
Metal Gear? What?
No, it's the Winky.
Of the Winks.
Yeah, the Winks.
I think they stopped making those games 5 years ago.
If you really love to play that from 5 years ago, go ahead and play that.
Or,
I mean,
I'll tell you what, like, it's good to take a break from WoW once in a while. And honestly, like, if you haven't played Portal 2 yet, you're missing what is undoubtedly probably going to be the year's best game. I mean, granted, holiday season hasn't happened yet, but certainly the best game to come out so far this year is, even above Rift and other stuff, is Portal 2. Like, you've got to play it. It's great.
I still need to finish Portal 1.
Has nothing to do with WoW whatsoever, but it's a change of pace. Anyway.
Fatty, no. Inside joke.
Don't make any jokes about me being adopted, because those are frowned on.
Yeah, no.
Did you say fap, fap, fap?
No, there's a line in there that the guy says that they were getting pissed off. They were using it for a news clip, and the guy was saying fatty, 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 fatty.
I'm in space.
Well, I didn't ask for a story, but okay.
Right. Look, let's move on. I want to do some plugs real quick. Plugging, of course, the guild on Drendon. We are in the guild finder, Best Lil Horde House. Just look for the little green picture with a bunny in it. That's our little logo or whatever. Best Lil Horde House on Drendon, Horde side. Check it out. Apply through the guild finder. Just make sure you come back on, especially in the evening times between like 7 to 10 Pacific are really good times to catch me on, and we'll get you an invite.
Well, he's playing Portal 2.
But not over Memorial Day weekend. I'm going to be gone. I'm going to Disneyland, so don't even try. Twitter.com/Hordehouse. If you want to send us a nasty message, say, get online and invite my ass to the guild. Twitter.com/Hordehouse. By the way, I want to apologize to whoever it is that tried to sign up for the guild. Your name was like Count Chocula or something, I think. I totally clicked ignore on accident because my fingers are fat. So I didn't mean to ignore your guild request. So if
was
you
it that, or did you get hungry?
I don't know. If you are Count Chocula or Frankenberry or whoever, please reapply. All right.
Yeah, and if you want to get more information on Nexifer, you can always go to my website, and that is www.mycockishard.com. And that spells Extifer. So.
All right. Our forums as well need a little love. I think Flacco Jones was the only person to post on the forums all last week. Forums.hordehouse.com. Our website, of course, hordehouse.com. Okay, let's get into news. Let's talk about WoW. What's coming out new for WoW? Lots of news this week, actually. Little tidbits here and there.
Yeah, I mean, you know. So the first thing that I want to get into is that... there's not a lot of news tonight. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, this is the only thing that's worth talking about is that tier 11 was nerfed to the ground in 4.2. So it'll make way for guilds that are struggling with the current content when 4.2 comes out, and they
will be able to muscle their way through tier 11 and get all your tier 11 gear in preparation for storming through the Firelands. Of course, then at that point, you'll be waiting for the next patch when they, you know, nerf tier 12. That's what everybody's joking about anyway.
Well,
it's why do I have to, you know, why do I have to go in right away when I can just wait when they eventually nerf it?
Sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up, people, because like guilds like mine are really fucking excited about this news because we might be able to pug those last few people we need, and it won't be so, you know, if you want to be that guild that's on the cutting edge and so forth, then congratulations. You can go run the 4.2 content now and you get that bigger e-peen and those bragging rights. But for the rest of us, yay, we can get our foot in the door.
And it's not much, it's not like it's much different than them, you know, releasing new content and a level cap.
And they're not changing their heroic modes from what I hear.
Yeah, they're not changing the heroic modes. And, you know, every single time they release new content, the older content gets easier. So why not, you know, give people a chance to, you know, catch up or at least, you know, experience the content that was just released. I agree with it. I think that it's a great thing. And it's also a great way for even those guilds that are, you know, trying to struggle with the next content. I'm almost certain that you'll still get Valor points from tier 11.
You won't. I do remember reading that. You're not going to get Valor points anymore. You might get Justice points because keep in mind all the gear, all the tier 11 gear is going to move down to Justice points. That's another big reason why they're nerfing it, because there would be literally no reason to grind your head against the wall in those raids, you know, but if it's a little easier, more accessible, you can kind of get those same Justice upgrades. This is nothing new. It's just the only thing is that it's happening during the expansion, which is what Blizzard said they were going to do. But at the end of Burning Crusade, they cut Black Temple and everything by 30%. At the end of Wrath, you had that rolling buff in ICC that was 5%, 10%. This is not new.
No, it's not new. And in a way, it's a little bit more straightforward than before, because those previous things that you were mentioning, they were at the end of the expansion. This is going to be at the beginning. And I think you know, more or less at the beginning of the expansion. You know, we're about 4 or 5 months in.
You cutting edge people will get Ragnaros with pants.
Yeah.
That's your reward for being on the cutting edge. Ragnaros with pants.
And if anything, you can gear up through the raid to, you know, storm through ZA and ZG.
There you go.
Yeah. Gear up for those five mans, guys.
Well, hopefully there'll be new five mans.
Bounce for everyone.
Yeah. Like maybe 4 or 3 will have some new five mans.
Yeah, because did you get the joke there?
No.
That the raids will be so easy, they'll be easier than ZA and ZG. Yeah, thank you, Extifer. You're so funny. I just came. stop it. They also announced that they're going to be removing the keyring, which, you know, I can't remember the last time I looked at mine. So I think that's fine. I think that if anything, they're going to convert a lot of keys to gold in the process, by the way. So, you know, you might find that you have a lot of gold waiting for you, you know, when the next patch drops.
Like you, X-Link, don't you have the Keymaster achievement?
Yes, I do.
Then you're probably going to get like 1,000 gold or something.
No, not even close. Probably like 100, if that. I don't. They're converting, I think, the ones only with the money to money. I don't think the ones that don't have money, and I don't think those count. Unless I'm mistaken, unless they're going to give some kind of random amount for them.
Well, there are a lot of keys that they are converting to gold, and I don't think that they're just keys that have monetary value associated with them right now. But
well, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't use keys anymore or doesn't need to use keys, like the Burning Crusade heroics. Like they really, the attunement stuff is kind of outdated now. Like, you know, it worked at the time, but now it's a little weird that I'm 85 and I'm having to grind all this old rep just so I can go run those heroics. It's a little weird.
Right. Well, the only thing that might impact people in regards to this is that the keys that they're not deleting, they're going to be moving to your inventory. So you know, I did see the list of keys, So just get ready to delete them if you don't care about saving stuff.
Well, or one of them that comes to mind that's got to be on the list. I didn't look at the list, but I'm thinking the ethereal prison keys. Speaking of Burning Crusade, you used to use those to gain rep. You'd go open the bubbles out in Area 51 or whatever that had the prisoners in them.
Right.
It's what you used to get from dailies ages ago.
That's one of them they listed.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are several keys that they're keeping. Mm-hmm. And they also include, obviously the blacksmithing keys.
I just heard that sucks for blacksmiths because we do have those keys. Yeah. But if they're taking keys out, what do we need them for? And rogues and their lockpicking. I guess they get to open the random green chests that drop, and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, one of our guildies were saying something. They're like, "Oh, well, this is a way for the rogues now to make their version of the new version of making money." And I'm like, "No, it's not going to be like I'm going to get a whisper every 5 minutes. Can you come open the door to Kara, or can you come, pick the door for Odalar? Because there's going to be that's my question is, okay, they're going to get rid of some, so are they going to still keep the keys for questing, the quest key ones?" Or are they going to get rid of everything altogether? Well, how they're going to do this? This is kind of big theory.
I think that all of the quest keys are probably going to stay in the game, and this is purely speculation because I don't know for sure. But I think that, in terms of Kara, I mean, it'd probably be moved to your normal inventory, they might just do away with needing a key altogether.
Yeah, I think there just won't be a Kara key anymore.
Yeah, I think it's heading to that anyway. I mean,
I think the Burning Crusade stuff is getting hardest hit. I don't think of a lot of keys in the Cataclysm endgame anyway. I think this really just impacts old content.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. So we'll see what they say later on. I always say that we'll see how it goes, but unfortunately, with the news, that's what I have to say. So Rob, you put new news stuff in my.
Am I not allowed to do that?
News thing. I just didn't look at it.
I'm sorry, you have no time to prepare for the show.
Yeah, I know. I don't prepare.
Do you want me
to
read this one then? Since I caught this right before.
No, I will read. I will read.
Oh, you know how to read. Goody.
Yeah, I do. I do. I really do. So, new Blizzard support site lets you track, edit, and update your GM tickets. Yay! So, there's another way of being in the game without being in the game. I think that's actually pretty cool.
That's just good customer service stuff.
Yeah, I think that any way they can improve their relationship with customers, especially at this point, in WoW's lifespan, I think is a good thing. So,
well, I never liked having
does
this.
Does Rift have?
I don't even know what Rift has in regards to GM communication, but sometimes you'll be sitting in WoW forever waiting for a GM to contact you about an issue, and it's kind of nice that you could look at the status offline. You don't feel that need to be tied to WoW to have your issue resolved. So I just it's one of those things that's probably not a big deal, but I think it does go a long way. It's just good customer service.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is really good customer service. So I'm surprised I missed that this week, but good on you for adding.
Well, that news just came out a couple hours before we went live. So.
Oh, it did?
Or not live, but went to tape.
Gotcha.
Anything else in the news tonight?
Other than the fact that they released another Ask the Devs, which I'm such a fan of, did it answer anything? Answer this question. Did it answer anything regarding anything in WoW? Well, you're right.
Blizzard is working on a bunch of stuff, and it will be coming out soon.
Yeah, or we recognize this is a problem. And to fix this, it will take some time, but we just want you to know that we acknowledge it as a problem.
Yes.
But soon, TM. Yeah, pretty much the whole thing. So it's worthless. Don't read it. It's worthless. And then, I might have a date tonight.
You have a date tonight?
Might.
Well, this is news.
Yeah. So that's news to me. Hopefully, maybe.
Are you
later.
Going on a raid for? Are you going to raid somebody's pants?
No.
Are you
gonna, I'm not.
Are you hoping that Epic Pants will? Are you hoping that Epic Pants will drop?
I'm hoping the Epic Dong will ding in my package thing.
Maybe you'll finally ding Extrafer level 4.
It all will happen in Booty Bay.
Yeah, it'll all definitely happen in Booty Bay.
Oh, we've been working on these jokes all day. All right, let's get to the top.
I had to relieve myself right there.
Do you tell people that you go on dates with that you play WoW?
Do I tell? Yeah, I do.
Well, because some people hold it back. Like, I don't know if I should tell this person that I play WoW because I might get judged. Or are you one of those people that's like, yeah, I play WoW, deal with it, or you know, don't date me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm pretty open about that. I mean, I'm pretty good now. I mean, Rob, you knew me when I started playing WoW, and WoW was it was my life for like a year or so.
It was.
Well, I mean, all things considered, I'm definitely not as
yeah, you didn't have a show about it back then.
Right, and I didn't have much of a social life either. I mean, with the exception of, you know, hanging out with my best friend Rob.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, and stuff. But no, I say that because I, you know, I really did play WoW a lot when I first started playing it. But now I've been able to balance it with my social life and just life in general. So, you know, good times.
Well, congrats, and I hope you get your epic dong or whatever. All right, let's move on to the topic of the week. Every week we like to discuss one central topic and brainstorm ideas or discuss it and get your feedback, most importantly. Twitter.com/Hordehouse to give your answers to the topic of the week, or our email address, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget the word podcast, because otherwise it goes to some schmo's email address that got that Gmail account before we did. Hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Okay, here's
sure
the top.
Report them.
Yeah, here's the topic of the week. This is about, since we talked about the customer service, a new little enhancement to the website. You know, Blizzard does have a new Warcraft website, and they've been doing a lot of updates and changes to it lately. What feature would you like to see on Blizzard's official website? Is there an addition or change that you think they should make on the website? Extrafer, we'll start with you.
Is there an addition that they should add to the website, to our Horde House website?
No, the Blizzard website. The Horde House website. Let's see. How about, I don't know, content? That would be good.
I got a message and I didn't hear the question to the regular website.
Was it a message about the date?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Okay, all right.
But you know what? I'll lie and say it was, because that makes me sound better.
All right. What?
I think that what feature they should add to the website?
Blizzard's official World of Warcraft website. Have you been to the official website, Christopher?
I have.
No,
not
there's
lately,
a worldofwarcraft.com. Okay.
They should add the feature that they added for mobile, which is the chatting with your guild mates. And I said that before because. And my reasoning is not to do it, obviously, while I'm at home. It's if I want to, you know, goof off at work, then I can do it there.
So you want to turn on your computer to chat with your guildies, but not have to sign in
WoW?
Shut
the hell up. That's not what I said. The thing is, like, I see it as different than the mobile armory because, like, the mobile armory, it's still mobile, so you have to deal with texting thumbs. You know, and so if I have a way to do it on the computer, then I'm better off and, you know, do it at work because I'm not at home, which, you know, makes you sound stupid, Rob, because I obviously can't play WoW.
No, tú es estúpido.
You know what? You stupid.
X-Link, what?
No, you stupid.
Don't call X-Link stupid. That's not nice. X-Link, what feature would you like to see on the World of Warcraft website?
You know, I started thinking about this, and damn, because there's a lot of stuff that now they're added, and they're adding a lot of stuff all the time that I'm starting to like. Like, now with the items, like, if you look up an item now, not only would it give you, like, the item and where you can find it at, but it also gives you, like, a 3D model view of the item itself. I would love to see that expanded, though, to mounts and pets. And the only reason why is just so if you were, like, explain like a mount or pet to somebody and you want to see what it looks like, or if you see something and you're trying to figure out what it looked like, you can get a good grasp of the picture instead of going to like Wowhead or something. You can actually go on to their main site. If say Wowhead's down, but the World of Warcraft site's up, I would like to go on there and be able to type in the information and be able to pull it up. So I mean, that's the only thing I could really think of at this time.
Okay. No, that works. That works. I do feel like they are integrating more and more of those types of database features. I mean, heck, on the Armory, they kind of unofficially, officially endorse places like Wowhead and stuff, because they actually have links to look at items on those websites, which I always kind of thought was fascinating.
And if I can have that, then maybe the top 10 trolls on my server and the top 10 bad jokes on trade chat.
Just go to the official forums for your server. You can figure out who the trolls are pretty quickly. My answer to this question would be, a couple. One, how about a listing of beautiful podcasts about the World of Warcraft, an unofficial official podcast listing? That would be wonderful. You could support the many beautiful people mm-hmm. that do podcasts about World of Warcraft, including us.
Yay, us.
Seriously, though, here's my, that is actually a serious answer, but my real, real serious answer. This might sound kind of crazy, but I think it would work. What about integrated guild forums? You know, Warcraft knows your characters and what guilds your various characters belong to, and they have it built in that you can access different forums for, you know, whatever realms you have characters on. Why not forums that only people in your guild could see? Now, I realize people have many off-website guilds for this purpose, and, you know, they're cool and so forth, but wouldn't it be cool if there was something on the official website?
Yeah, I think that actually that's a really good idea. I like
it. It is.
Because that gives one central place for, and everybody knows where to go to discuss guild politics and all that stuff. And you don't have some people that are like, well, I don't want to sign up for the guilds. And best of all, no spam. That's the number one thing I can see, because Warcraft, you know, they have a good spam filter in place. You have to be a paid member to even get into those forums in the first place. So no spam. It'd be great.
Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. I do remember seeing spam on the old WoW forums when accounts would get hacked, but I don't know if I've seen any on the new forums. I don't think I have. But regardless, it would be very hard to get them in the guild forums. So I don't know. I think that would be kind of rad to see like an integrated guild forum. So.
I think so, too.
That's my suggestion. Outside of the other obvious things that have been stated before, like the real ID achievements and stuff. You know one other crazy idea I have while I'm on this? Why not? Do you remember there was a really cool website, and I don't think anybody uses it anymore, but I really love this site, and some of us were using it during Burning Crusade. It was pathofahero.com, I think it was, where you would take snapshots of your character and kind of like what their gear was and everything frozen in time. Yeah. And you could like tell little stories about your character. It was a big thing for our peers, but it was really cool to kind of see your progress. And that made me think, like, as cheesy as it sounds, and I'm going to get made fun of and I totally deserve it, but like a Facebook type thing for your characters.
Oh,
that could work.
Why not? Like kind of an extension to the Armory, like an Armory page that you have some control over.
A lot of people might actually enjoy that. A lot of people like using Facebook.
I know. I miss being able to just pose my characters. You could do that on the old Armory, but you can't do it on the new one. So I don't know. Like,
well, the whole achievement thing, too, about the real ID thing, I would like to see also is possibly some kind of award system like. Since you play other like games, say like StarCraft 2 or say like World of Warcraft 3, even that like for like beating certain games or doing certain things within other games, you can unlock maybe like an item for WoW or item for, you know, StarCraft 2.
Yes,
or maybe
that goes,
some other stuff that goes like, you know, so cross promotion
that goes beyond just buying the collector's edition. Because I think if you bought the collector's edition of StarCraft, you got a free WoW pet, but something that's a little more skill or, you know, grind based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. I like those ideas. All right, let's go to tweets and emails. Let's get into last week's tweets. Not a whole lot of tweets, but I want to get to some of the ones we got. Remember, Dark Sakura was our guest last week, and she was talking about some of her experiences in WoW, because she's still a little bit newer to the game. And she got a few tweets from listeners, like Spike Point tweeted saying, at Dark Sakura, I'm listening to Horde House, and I am not a Horde person either, even though I try. So Dark Sakura saying she couldn't get as into the Horde as she did the Alliance, and she's not the only one. Bone Grabber said to Dark Sakura, your appearance on Horde House, don't be scared to tank. Paladin tanking is by far the most fun tanking ever.
Whatever. Bias.
Let's see. And then I'm looking through Piker Uno's live blog and his response to the topic of the week. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, and this is about, I think, the feature you most want to see added for Real ID enhancement next. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, cross-region dungeons and chat for Real ID friends. Even in StarCraft II, not being able to play with my U.S. friends is absolute bullshit. Every other online game manages it. Because remember, Piker Uno, he is in the U.K., and can't easily play with people here in the U.S. Now,
yeah, I think that cross region would be awesome.
So people that have done it. Like, we just had a guy join our Drenden Guild from the U.K., but he had to like get a U.S. account to do it. It's a pain in the ass, and you know.
And a lot of people are doing it for just the servers, the PTR servers too. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing so a lot of the stuff like the newer raids have been going on here in the U.S. You know, over here in the U.S. once first before it goes even overseas. So a lot of people have been doing that so they can try to play. So, yeah, definitely. That's a really good one.
Flacco Jones tweets us saying, so Blizz is getting rid of the key ring. What key or attunement quest do you remember most fondly? Oh, this is a great excuse to get me to talk about Karazhan, because I remember the Karazhan attunement quest fondly, and you had to do all those heroic dungeons to get the pieces. Yeah, Karazhan. That's the one I remember.
Yeah.
Extifer, you have a thought? Were you listening? Or were you texting?
Shut up the hell up.
You're texting, aren't you?
No, I'm not. Go ahead.
So, what are you wearing right now?
What is the dungeon
boxers
that I love
or briefs?
The most?
I can't wait to find out. What?
Was that the question? I pay attention, Rob.
Yes, boxers or briefs was the question.
Oh, okay. I prefer boxer briefs.
What key or attunement quest do you remember most fondly?
Most fondly, I would say I would also agree with Karazhan. Because I remember, actually, you know what? I take that back. The best attunement that I ever participated in, this was way after the attunement was, or the tier of content was over, but it was the Onyxia attunement. And I remember I did that with Irene's boyfriend, Flacco Jones, and my sister. And we, it was right at the end of Burning Crusade, I believe, or maybe it was at the end, or when did they take that out? It was right before they
before
took
the
it out.
Fifth anniversary, because that's when they redid Onyxia.
There you go. So it was after World of War, it was after Wrath of the Lich King, but it was before they did the Onyxia thing. So we just had a blast. I mean, it was the funnest thing ever, and it took forever. I mean, that attunement takes, like, a goddamn forever time. I don't think that made sense, but I'm going to just say it and mean it. You know, that actually was fun, though. It was really fun.
Okay. Linaya tweets us, X-Link, I should ask, though, quickly. I don't know if Wrath had any.
For me, it was, believe it or not, I did the attunement for Kara, but I also had the key to the focusing iris, which was Mally's. So that was a lot of fun as well. That had a lot of history behind it. So
that's got to be one they're taking out, though, huh? I bet.
I hope not.
I bet they do, because why do you need attunement for Malygos anymore? It's aged content now. I mean, I'm with you. I like having the key, and it's cool that I did that, and I ought to get a feat of strength, but I won't.
I wish they would do that too, because a lot of people were bitching about that the first time around, about taking out the key ring. They're like, well, you're gonna take away all the keys, or you're gonna give us something for it instead, like a feat of strength or something for that. I'm wondering what they're going to do this time around, because I noticed a lot of people were bitching about that the first time, like I said, and I don't think it's going to go over too well the second time.
You get a hearty thanks for playing.
Yeah.
Thanks for your money.
Here you go. Here's 50 gold. I'll shut the fuck up.
Linaya tweets us, which race has the funniest death animation? I have to say Night Elf females.
Nope. The funniest. Have you ever seen the Goblin Female's death animation?
I don't know if I have.
Oh my god. Okay, your homework before next show is to see it, and you'll change your opinion.
I'm Googling it on YouTube right now.
Oh, okay.
Except it's running really slow because I'm on a Skype call.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hold on,
ding,
I'm looking it up. Ding. I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up. Okay. Let's see. Well, female goblin feign death. Oh, no, here we go. Cataclysm Beta. Female goblin death animation.
Feign death should be the same, though. I mean, that's how they die.
Here we go. I'm looking at it. It's loading. Okay, so person's in. Come on, die. Oh, they're falling. I get it. They're jumping off the top of Orgrimmar.
That is funny.
She stumbles around for like 10 minutes before she falls over.
Isn't that
like
great?
A drunkard.
I love it. It's the best one.
Excellent. Do you have a favorite?
I have to say that one just now. Yeah, that was actually pretty damn funny.
I always like the Blood Elf male one, but I'm going to totally cheat. I'm going to say, because this legit cracks me up every time. It's when you run Gnomeregon and you kill those little machines that the goblins are piloting, and they get launched out of the machine and they go, blah. They have little death noise. It's really funny. That shit cracked. It's like the only reason to willingly run Gnomeregon is for that little blah death animation when they die. It's awesome.
Nice.
So there you go. It's not really a playable race, but it's an enemy race. I didn't say it had to be a playable one. All right. Relic DK tweets us, glad to be in the guild and home from vacation soon, so we'll be hanging out properly soon. So just more incentive to come play on Drendon. Extifer, if you come play on Drendon, there's legit somebody from overseas you can play with now.
I see, and that's the kind of thing I'm looking for, is overseas people. I don't like Americans. I think at the beginning of the show, when our show started, I came off like I didn't like anybody else but America. But I've come to terms with the fact that America just sucks.
Can I ask this? This is just going to be completely random, but I don't give a fuck, because I got to ask, because it's our show. We'll do what we want. I got to ask you, because you are in love with all things Britain and overseas and so forth. Are you familiar with what's going on the X Factor US at all?
I am. I'm familiar enough, maybe.
Okay.
Why? What are you getting at?
Well, there's going to be a judge, or supposed to be a judge on the show, Cheryl Cole, and she was really big in the UK version. She's
Girls Aloud.
That worries me that you know that. All right, but she's.
I love their music. You're kidding me?
She's from a girl group over there. She's very popular. Well, it just came out yesterday that she got fired from the X Factor USA, and they're replacing her with Nicole What's-Her-Face and the Pussycat Dolls. And this is the reason. This is the reason. People won't understand her accent.
Oh, bullshit.
Are you kidding me?
I am not. That's what TMZ reported.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, God. Don't insult my intelligence that I can't understand British people. They're speaking fucking English.
Yeah, exactly.
There's tons of people watching Doctor Who. They all talk funny on that show, and we understand, you know?
I've seen her on the British X Factor, and I understood her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, why they need to do that, like, as if they're saying that the American public is just stupid, and it just makes everybody else, you know, across the pond think that we're stupid too.
So I was offended by that, and so I thought I would say, in support of our British listeners, that is not, I am not an American too stupid to understand an English accent. That pisses me off.
Okay, I'm sure there's a lot of people in America that are stupid enough to not understand.
Well, and I should say this in all fairness. Apparently, there's a rumor, too, that she was a fucking cunt to Paula Abdul, and I guess you just don't do that, but, you know.
You don't mess with royalty.
That's right. Paula Abdul is kind of American royalty. She's kind of the princess of pharmaceuticals, and you don't mess with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, back to World of Warcraft.
Okay.
Let's go to our email bag.
All right.
This podcast is not about Lady Gaga, Cheryl Cole, or Paula Abdul, I promise.
But about Girls Aloud. Oh, yeah.
All right, look. We're going to get to an email tonight, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com, from Anonymous. Are you ready for our first email tonight from Anonymous? What the fuck? Were you singing?
No. I was just checking something
out. You totally heard that, too, didn't you, actually?
Yes, I did.
What were you checking out? Videos of yourself in the shower? What was that?
No, yeah, I totally was.
Let Oh my god, I laughed so hard my headphones just fell off. Okay.
That's what I sound like when I come. I sing.
Can we hear a clip of that again?
There.
Okay. Where was I? Okay, yes, the anonymous email for starting us off. I don't know if we've had an email from anonymous before, but we do tonight. And I'm not talking about the people that hacked PlayStation Network, allegedly. I'm talking about a truly legit don't say my name email. This could potentially be a good topic of the week. When you play with people for a long time and talk hours, how do you keep the line of just friends? What is it that crosses the line to make the other person think it's more? Furthermore, why has WoW become an amazing dating service? This is an interesting question. I don't know if we've had anything like quite like this before. Has anybody had an experience of talking with people for long hours on WoW and having that? I don't know. I can say that WoW has been a bonding thing for myself and my significant other. Like we used to, and even when we lived 100 miles apart, we used to play and had.
I got a phone call. Sorry, guys. I got to tag that.
I can't even. What is this show tonight? When you play with other people, when you play with people for a long time and talk hours, how do you keep the line of just friends? Well, I think that's a line that's best established too between you and your significant other. Like if it's like if you're talking about like genitalia and how you want to like totally do that person, that might not be appropriate in your relationship. But then again, for some people it is. I would, without getting into like being the love doctor or whatever, here's my thing. Are you having a conversation that you feel like you need to hide from your significant other? Because if so, that might be something that's questionable. But if you're having a conversation that if your significant other knew about, there would be no problem, then what's the harm in that? Mm-hmm. You and your significant other, whoever that is, has an understanding. So What is it that crosses the other line to make the other person think it's more? It's always a trust issue. If there's a reason for that other person to not trust you, then that's, you know, and usually that has to do with the fact that they've caught you not being 100% honest. So now there's a trust issue. Or not always, because sometimes the other person is just too overbearing. And so there's, unfortunately, a very difficult line in the middle there. I'm not Dr. Drew, so I couldn't really tell you. But why has WoW become an amazing dating service? I think when people get together, you know, in the biblical sense, when they're dating and what have you, they like to have things in common to talk about. Like it can be a good kind of launching point. And people that play WoW like to talk a lot about WoW even when they're not playing WoW. Like, you know, if you have a circle of friends that you hang out with who they all happen to play WoW, because I know this sure happens to me, you get four or five together and the topic always turns to WoW. So I think even in dating people, it kind of gives you something to talk about that's not the weather.
Yeah.
So I think that's – yeah.
It can be chat rooms. It can be forums. I knew a friend of mine who met his – well, now it's his girlfriend – actually, fiance – through forums. I mean, anywhere where two people have something in common, that can be a very good possibility. I mean, it can happen, but, you know, it depends on those two people. So,
all right. Let me go into another email here. While is Xfer still on the phone?
No. Oh. I was never on the phone.
Oh, was it your hot date calling?
No. Oh. It wasn't. I think it was my sister.
Oh, okay. Well, she'll understand.
So that's gross, Rob.
All right. Moving on. Email from Relic DK. Hey, guys. One thing I'd like to see happen with the Real ID system is for it to become a cross-region system. Oh, this is like P. Gruno said. I have a brother who plays on an Oceanic Realm while I play on an EU one, and I'd love to be able to chat with him in-game when I'm on my main tunes instead of having to log into the US account. Expanding on this, if they do bring in the cross-realm Real ID-based grouping system like they've mentioned this week, then being able to group with friends from around the world regardless of region would also be brilliant. My one Battle.net account already gives me access to both my US and EU accounts, so I don't see why there is a barrier between the US Oceanic Realms and EU ones beyond any legislative differences regarding terms and conditions, privacy policies, and general business reasons. Surely allowing for chatting or grouping wouldn't impact on the different obligations Blizzard US and Blizzard EU may need to meet regarding customers and business. Too long, didn't read version. Make Real ID truly global, both for chat and the proposed cross-realm grouping options. I'd pay for that. All good points. The one thing I would say, though, is that, and you know, I'm just trying to be devil's advocate, maybe Blizzard's worried about the high ping times and the quality of the game suffering, because, you know, if you do play cross-region, you're going to have huge ping times. But I think if people know what they're getting into with that, you know, and realize they may not have be having a premier experience, then so be it. Dude's going to have a high ping time signing into his U.S. account from the Oceanic or from the EU realm anyway. So... I don't know. I think, you know, if everybody has the understanding, okay, I can group with my friends in Britain, but it might be slow, then, you know, so be it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people discount that because, you know, it could be potentially annoying for a lot of people, you know, that don't think about, you know, if they did enable a feature that had you queuing with people across the sea, I bet there's going to be a lot of people that would be like, why did Blizzard do this? It's so buggy, when it's just like something out of their control.
Right.
You know,
but I don't get me wrong. I don't think that should be an excuse that holds Blizzard back. Again, I think as long as there's a warning or an understanding, if you're going to group with somebody overseas that you're going to have high ping times, then you know what? We should be able to do it. I'm with you guys. I'd like to play with the people overseas too. I'd like to play with all of you who are overseas that want to group. Flacco Jones sent us an email, a response to the topic of the week about what should they allow you to do with Real ID next. My answer is close to one of Dark Sakura's answers. I don't agree with sending gold cross server, but they should allow you to send the other currencies like PvP honor, justice and conquest points, etc., and especially heirloom items. That still needs to happen. All your other guys' ideas sounded great too. So not an uncommon thing we haven't heard before, except for the fact I've never heard like PvP honor being sent back and forth. And that would be a good one. But would that throw things off balance? Because you can buy PvP rewards at level 18, I think. You can get the old Warsong Gulch only rewards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're worried about then you could sell that and turn it into gold. I don't know. It's complicated, but you should be able to do it.
It should be allowed to send account items to anything, to any server you want. It shouldn't be just bound to one server. It should be to any server.
Agree. Let's get to our last email of tonight from Phantomus of Drendon. Dear Horde House. I'm sorry, actually, there's two more emails tonight. Phantomus says, Dear Horde House, somewhat bored with Kata now, plus work, work, work equals alcoholism abundant. However, I'm glad to see that a number of the Zandalari heroics I've run lately have, for the most part, ended up going well. It helps so much more after you've done the fights multiple times and know exactly what to expect. Reading the fights over just didn't seem to do the trick this time around. Anyway, question for the day. Do you guys multitask while playing WoW? If so, what do you do? Listen to music, watch TV, build a model of your favorite WoW character? I personally, at least lately with all the alt leveling, have been making great use of my dual monitor setup watching old TV series on Hulu. I find this at least keeps me entertained while I drudge through the monotony of leveling the umpteenth tune. Happy Memorial Day weekend. So what do you do when you play WoW? What multitasking stuff do you do? I'll start with X-Link, because you already talked about like audiobooks, right?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Yeah, I watch movies. In fact, I went up fishing one of the times. I actually watched the whole series of Fast and the Furious. All four. Not the new one, though. I have done other stuff. I've watched porn. You know, read, like you know, whatever. I mean, you know, check my mail. Sometimes I will do stuff on my iPad, you know, play different games and stuff while doing, you know, while waiting to go from one area to another or waiting for a boat so I can go over to Northrend or, you know, just different stuff in particular. But, yeah, I play off of my laptop, so I don't have a dual screen, or else I probably would be like he would be doing, watching Hulu or something else on another screen.
Extrovert?
Well, you know, you guys already know that I play Zuma.
Yeah, I know. But, you multitask during the show, so yeah. Surely you multitask during WoW, too.
And I'm really good at it, by the way.
Ring, ring, ring. Oh, my phone's going off. La! Oh, sorry. I'm watching videos of me singing. Real good at it.
I would say, you know, I use my hands to play WoW. I use my eyes to look at it. But nothing usually uses my asshole. except for when I get it bleached while I play WoW. You know, and I talked to Doris, who does it. She's a really nice, you know, chingy chongy lady. And what? I mean Chinese, sorry, Chinese. Chinese or Japanese. I can't tell the difference between the two. Maybe Korean. Korean. Oh, cool. Definitely Korean.
Send those cards and letters to Extifer. Care of
all I house. Know is that when she's done with me, my asshole feels like... It feels as if, like, you know that feeling when you scope? Like, if your asshole could feel like that, that's what it would feel like.
Minty fresh?
Don't encourage him.
Yeah. Although, I have scoped with my asshole before, and I don't like it when it has to spit it out.
Well, at least you're not using breath strips, right?
Yeah.
All right. Can I move on?
Although I do use whitening strips. I think it's just a faster way to bleach. The two-hour express. It's like $60, but it's totally worth it.
Okay, for myself, yes, I multitask while playing WoW, and not any of those things that Extifer is talking about. But here's the trick. If you play in windowed mode, especially full screen, you can alt-tab very easy, and I am totally guilty of this, especially while leveling my priest. I will shield the tank, cast renew just for when the shield wears off, and then alt-tab and check my Gmail. I do that all the time. So, you know, I will do that to multitask in WoW while I play WoW. But as far as the stuff that you're talking about, no. So, all right. One more email tonight, and I almost missed this email. How dare I? Because it's from the one and only Ferrari.
Woo!
And Ferrari sends us an email saying, I would like, and this is a response to the topic of the week. On Real ID. I would like the ability to go invisible on Real ID. It isn't an amazing enhancement, but sometimes I just want to be left the fuck alone. Ferrari. Love Ferrari. Sorry, she didn't actually say love, but I always add the word love for Ferrari. Love Ferrari. And I agree. We should be able to go invisible. I don't know. Well, to be honest, there's nobody I really... I will only add people on Real ID that like I fucking know or I know real well online. Like, I don't add just random people, and I won't. Like, it's just, I'm sorry, but I won't. Like, I'm not, it's nothing personal. It's just, it's meant for your real life friends, and that's who I'm adding. So I don't really feel the need to, quote unquote, hide from anyone. Although, I wish I could hide when I'm playing Rift from Steam. After this week. No, I'm kidding. But I think it is a worthy enhancement. Yeah, it might, I don't know. I could see where maybe I would want to sign in and play an alt on a server and just kind of be by myself for a little while, meet new people, you know, and just be my own little bubble and just kind of, you know, when I'm in a bad mood or something.
Well, she could put in a status too. Leave me the fuck alone. You know, I don't want to be I don't want to talk to anybody right now. But no, I totally agree with her too that they should have that on there.
Yeah, but then you'd be getting all those messages. If I did something like that, I'd be getting all these messages. Why do you want to be left alone, Frown? You know, and I appreciate the concern, but being left alone means being left alone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be left alone, that's your prerogative. But I just hope nothing would be going on. I'd be like, look, if anything's going on, just let me know. I just feel bad, you know. But other than that, there's nothing really much you can do.
So. All right. Well, that's it for the emails. We'll end on that little upper. The hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. Leave us alone. No. Send us lots of emails. Show us love. hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. That's it for the tweets. That's it for the email. That means that's it for the show. We're going to wrap things up here. We're running a little long. It's been over an hour and a half, and, you know, Extifer has some pants to raid tonight. So we're going to go around and give everybody
pants on the ground. Pants on the ground.
X-Link, thank you so much for being here. I hope you had fun on your first show.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
And sorry it took us so damn long to get you in here, but, you know.
No, that's okay.
Shit happens. So thank you for being here. Do you have a final thought for the listeners tonight?
Not really at this moment. I'm just thinking back of when he was talking about bleaching his asshole.
You shouldn't think about that, X-Link. It's just some things don't deserve to be thought about. So there you go.
Some things can't, yeah.
All right.
We can, do you want a dual asshole bleach together?
Sure, why not? Oh, and then afterwards you can help me hunt for the epic penis. Maybe I get a treatment for that.
Yeah, except for mine isn't purple.
All right, my final thought tonight is... Wow. This show leaves me speechless. It left me speechless. So speechless. Get it? Extifer, you'll understand someday. Extifer, do you have a final thought for our listeners?
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. My final thought is, oh wait.
How
one
appropriate.
moment.
How
One moment here.
appropriate.
I'm sorry,
So
guys,
that should
just
be
a
your
moment.
fucking final thoughts.
Sorry, I gotta answer this. I'm sorry, I'm in the show right now, you know, that shitty show, Courthouse.
Show.
Yeah, the
Oh
one with that motherfucker Rob. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't talk to your mom like
Sorry,
that.
I'm in the middle of giving my final thought, so I'm gonna have to let you go. So back to gotta put up my game face now because it's back to the show. Sorry.
Don't talk to your
Oh,
mom
my
like that.
final
Don't
thought
say fuck in front of your
is.
mom.
Oh, was that my mom?
I don't know, was it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. My final thought is I love you all. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being my friend.
That's going to do it for another week of Horde
Travel
House.
down the road and
No,
back
but
again.
really, Extrovert, that does it for another week
My
of Horde.
heart
No,
is
that's
true.
it.
You're a
Done.
pal and a confidant.
We'll see you next week. We'll do this all over again. Another week of
And
Horde House.
if you threw a party
Send us emails, send us tweets.
and invited everyone you knew,
Most of all, send help.
you would be there. I'd love to do that. Don't know what works. A lot of us would say thank you for being.